You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio, where I'm joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo in the Superhuman Studios, where it's always summertime because it's always 98 degrees.
So you don't need that Bikram yoga, huh?
No, I don't need Bikram yoga. Oh, you heard that yesterday? That was pretty funny.
It was.
Anyway, we've got a great show planned today, and since it's Friday, we will be talking about nutritional idiocies, FDA hypocrisies, and generally stuff that we find humorous.
Well, I feel like I'm in the studio with greatness today.
Why is that? Why is that? Is it my red shirt?
No, it's because you had an article published in Muscle Insider.
Yeah, very exciting.
That's exciting.
Yeah, Scott Welch's magazine, the number one bodybuilding magazine in Canada.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I know. You know, I don't really write a lot.
Well, I think you do.
Was like one. No, I really don't. I mean, when I first started doing this show, I started writing articles, but it takes a long time for me to write an article because I got to put a lot of research into it, and I'm doing so much for the show. And that article I actually wrote a long time ago and said, hey, look, you interested in this? And he got it, and he goes, oh, my God, this is a great article. We're publishing it.
It is a great article. The name of the article is Sleep to Grow.
Yeah.
And I just want to read this one thing here. We've all heard the old adage, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Well, now you can add one more item to that list. It also increases androgen receptor sensitivity.
Yeah, there you go. So, which basically means that you'll get more out of your workouts, more out of your hormones, you know. And I actually put a little experiment together where people can try this process on their own by finding their what's known as a civilian daylight, sunset, and sunrise times.
Yeah, it says, here's an experiment that you can try at home. And I read through that. That's really good.
Yeah.
So for those of you who have Muscle Insider, it's on page 88. And Carl will be signing copies today after the show from 2 to 5.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
How can people get this?
I think Muscle Insider is a free subscription, I believe.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. It's a great magazine. I think it comes out every other month. It's not a monthly magazine. It's every other month, I believe.
And what's their website?
Actually, it's not muscleinsider.com. Give me a second and I'll tell you what it is because it's
muscle-insider.com.
Yeah, because if you go to muscleinsider.com, you'll end up at some BS website.
So it's muscle-insider.com.
Yeah. And they've asked me to write some more articles, so I will.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's really good. Cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, how about my new little project?
Oh, my God. So, Elisa has had a dehydrator for a long time. And recently, we were over at her brother's house, and her sister-in-law was dehydrating tomatoes. And they tasted so good. She put, like, olive oil and Italian
seasonings.
And it tasted like pizza without the pizza crust. Mm-hmm. It was great.
So I decided, Carl went into the basement and got my dehydrator for me. It's never been out of the box.
Brand new. It's probably been down there for like, what, 5 years?
Not that long. Okay. No, maybe a year, not that long.
Okay.
So I started dehydrating. My brother gave us a bunch of tomatoes from his garden. Remember, he bought $5 worth of seeds.
Yeah, turned it into like an acre of produce. Yeah, right.
So I started dehydrating these tomatoes, and then I started dehydrating my oregano from my herb garden.
And the basil.
And it just tastes wonderful. And the basil, like, you know, when you get Italian seasoning from the grocery store, there's not that much scent to it.
Right.
But my dried basil, I put them in mason jars. I haven't used it yet, but it smells wonderful.
So strong. It's such a strong basil. And don't forget, because it's so fresh still, too.
And when our friend Billy came over, I let him smell it. He goes, wow, you don't smell seasoning like this in the grocery stores.
That's right.
So I love my new hydrator. So now, dehydrator. dehydrator.
So now Elisa is constantly on the lookout for things to dehydrate. So I have to be careful what I leave laying around the house because it may end up in the dehydrator. Right? I mean, you're already thinking like, oh, I want to dehydrate this. I want to dehydrate
that. Well, this afternoon I have some fresh organic spinach at home that I'm going to dehydrate along with some chives out of my garden and some more tomatoes from my brother's garden. I'm going to, because those tomatoes, they taste so good, you just want to eat them as a snack.
And I'll tell you the truth. I kind of feel like we need a bigger dehydrator because the yield is fairly small. I mean, like the tomatoes end up being nothing. You can eat them in a handful. I mean, I want a big bag of those tomatoes.
Well, I bought that from Walmart online, walmart.com, and I'm looking at the one I purchased. It was like $45 online. Mm-hmm. So, but there's several different kinds that you can buy. Didn't you tell me that we could add a tray to this?
I believe the one that we have, you can add up to 4 trays to it. You can have a total of 8 trays stacked.
Well, but for $45, it's so inexpensive. And the joy that you get from having fresh things from your garden, I mean, it's just awesome.
Well, but now let me tell you a story. I started dehydrating many years ago because I'm a big fan of beef jerky. And beef jerky is so expensive. It's like 3 ounces is $6. And so one day I went to Kroger's. This is before I was buying grass-fed beef. I was still pretty fat at the time. And I bought an inexpensive piece of steak and had the guy slice it thin. I told him I was going to use it for beef jerky. And I put it in that dehydrator, and it took like 2 days for it to dehydrate. I was like, this is ridiculous. So then I thought about it. I thought, you know, what if I just turn the oven on the lowest setting, which I think is like 100 or 125 degrees, which I did. And then I put racks inside the oven with drip pans made out of tin foil underneath them. And I did this a second time, and I made the beef jerky in like 3 hours.
In the oven.
You got to open the oven door.
Did you have a convection oven?
No, I didn't have a convection oven back then. You have a convection oven, so that'll even work even better. But all I did was turn it on its lower setting and then crack open the oven door so that the air could come out, and I dehydrated and made that beef jerky in 3 hours. And so I have to say, if you don't have a dehydrator and you want to take a shot at dehydrating, set your oven on the lowest setting and crack open the door just a little bit and do it that way.
I would like to say, though, I tried dehydrating the tomatoes in the oven.
Didn't work.
It worked, but it was a lot more work for me, and it took a lot longer for the tomatoes, as opposed to putting them in the dehydrator.
Okay.
For me, it was a lot easier in the dehydrator as opposed to using the oven.
And that's probably true. Beef jerky is a different story. Beef jerky takes like 2 days in one of those traditional dehydrators, and it's like 3 hours in an oven. So
well, I guess it's just the difference. But the tomatoes were so much easier in the dehydrator, and they taste so good.
They taste so good. And I know,
it's like,
I mean,
like
I'm
you
a
said,
hog.
Pizza.
I'm a hog.
they taste like pizza.
I know. There's a bottle of them sitting on the counter, and I stay away from them because I know that if I open that bottle, I could just throw them all in my mouth and eat them all. So anyway, they're really good.
So,
tell the funny story.
Okay. So
wait, we have to start the show off with a funny story. You know, I always rail against Mike and Molly, the TV show, the sitcom that gives those of us who were obese or are obese license to continue to be obese because it's acceptable. And I like
But let's face it, Melissa McCarthy is the actress's name.
She's really dynamite.
She's a really good actress.
Yeah, yeah.
She's really good because she was the one that was in Bridesmaid.
She's hilarious. She's so talented.
She was hilarious in Bridesmaid. I'm just thinking of a couple scenes from Bridesmaid.
When she throws her leg up on the thing like and slapping her cap and going, you want some of this, don't you?
On the airplane.
She has fun with how she is and who she is. She's comfortable in her own skin, so you have to appreciate somebody who's comfortable in their own skin.
Okay, so there's an article about Spanx and how Spanx is available in all sizes and forms and categories, and there's even a design for men now. Well, so in this, it shows a clip of Melissa McCarthy on The Ellen Show, and so she's sitting there telling her Spanx horror story to Ellen DeGeneres. It was hilarious. So she was supposed to take her Spanx into the studio with her, and she keeps forgetting it because they wanted to know what kind she liked.
Right.
She kept forgetting it. So finally she decided this morning she was going to put her Spanx on and wear them to the studio so she wouldn't forget them.
Right.
So she put her Spanx on, and then she has to carry, like she says, she takes different bags with, you know, different things with her into the studio. So she was carrying 3 or 4 different bags.
On her shoulders.
On her shoulders, both shoulders.
Right.
So she's leaving her house, and she had workmen there because she's either having a new fence put up or a fence taken care of. And so these guys in her yard are looking at her, and they're like looking over her head.
Yeah, looking
up. She said
up.
They're all like looking up, and so she starts turning her head and looking up to the sky to see what they're looking at. And she goes, yeah, my fence is really looking good as they're looking up. And then all of a sudden, she like one of her bags fell, and she went down to grab the bag.
Looked down.
And she looked down, and she realized that her pants were down around her ankles.
So she was standing there in a sweater and Spanx with her pants gathered down around her ankles. That is a funny thought.
I'm laughing so hard my teeth just hit the microphone.
That is pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. But, you know, Spanx is not a funny thing because Spanx has now young girls are wearing them. I saw a show on Good Morning America, I think it was. Young girls that are playing hockey or ice hockey or lacrosse and some of these different sports that they play, they make neon-colored Spanx for high school kids.
Well, okay. I had children that figure skated, and they would wear very, very thick leggings to keep warm. Nylon. Men used to, back in the day when I hunted, there was a lot of guys who actually wore pantyhose underneath their hunting gear into the woods because it keeps you warm. So I could see why they may be wearing Spanx in some of those sports.
Well, no, they're summertime. They're like shorts. They're
oh,
summertime.
Really?
They're not anything to keep them warm.
Oh, okay.
And I've read where it cuts off your circulation.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
And your organs, it hurts your organs.
When you told this story to me this morning, I got to thinking, I got to ask Coach Johnson, I wonder if you can wear Spanx in a powerlifting competition for the squat. I got to believe that because of the tissue leverage it would create by squashing your legs together, that you'd actually probably get a little more out of your squat wearing Spanx.
Maybe you should try it.
Oh, no. I got to ask some questions first, the real men, before I try it.
You could get the neon ones that the kids are wearing.
Yeah, wear them with those. Oh, remember the short shorts that Richard Simmons used to wear?
That's
I'll get those.
That's a scary thought.
All right, look, we have to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we got lots of good stuff to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We will be right back. AnaboliqMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnaboliqMinds.com today and get into the action. AnaboliqMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday, where we are joined by Miami Sound Machine. Welcome to Miami.
I like Miami.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, Miami's great, but Miami Sound Machine is great, too. Gloria Estefan.
Okay, so a couple things. Did you know that McDonald's is going to start posting their calorie counts on their menu boards, both inside and in the drive-thru?
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't.
You don't,
I mean,
pay much attention to McDonald's, do
no,
you?
No, I don't. But you know how I feel about it. I mean, I already told you how I feel about it.
Well, their VP told the USA Today that it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm gonna bet you. I'll bet anybody out there $1 million. $1 million. That before they made this move, they did like intensive focus groups to understand that their customers don't care. Any more than the guy who goes in and goes, hey, give me a pack of Chesterfields, doesn't look at the side and go, oh, damn, these things cause cancer, and throws them on the floor. He buys them and smokes them anyway. The McDonald's people are going to eat that stuff. They don't care if it's 65,000 calories.
They're saying that these are just the latest in the series of actions to support McDonald's commitment to offer improved nutrition choices.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, they're saying that their employees are going to be able to take e-learning programs to learn voluntarily, of course, to learn about nutrition, the knowledge of calories, and McDonald's menu offerings. They also said that they sold some 427 billion. I'm trying to find it in the article.
Servings.
427 million servings of oatmeal.
Right.
But did they tell them that it has as much sugar in that oatmeal as a Snicker bar?
No.
And
that's
my
what
next,
it should say.
And my next question to you is, besides the calorie count, are they going to add the other micro and macronutrient?
No, of course not. They're just going to put the calorie. They have the micro and macronutrients now in a handout. If you walk into McDonald's and say, can I have that that brochure that tells you how much protein, fat, and carbohydrates are in, you can get that now.
Well, does it say that it has high fructose corn syrup in their buns?
I don't know about that. I just know that it has the, you know, protein, fat, and so on and so
forth.
Well,
they're making a big deal about how, you know, they're putting apples as a choice in the Happy Meals, and they want children. They have this whole campaign going on in their commercials where they're, you know, trying to encourage children to be active, but yet they put high fructose corn syrup and trans fats in their buns that the children eat.
Right. But again, you have to understand, McDonald's probably spent millions of dollars on intensive focus groups before they decided to do this to make sure that it would not impact their bottom line or their customers' eating habits. And what they probably found out after they had a bunch of their traditional customers in several focus groups was they didn't care how many calories that Big Mac has. They don't care. They don't care how many calories anything has. They don't care how much sugar is in the oatmeal. They don't care. Because they're part of the clinically walking dead of this country who don't think that the foods they eat are causing disease or that have bought into, well, I eat healthy.
And
I eat healthy.
That leads me back to my friend who is trained years ago as a nurse, said that she could eat McDonald's every day for 2 weeks and it wouldn't affect her.
Yeah.
She wouldn't gain weight and it would not affect her health.
Yeah. And she's wrong. I mean, she's completely wrong. If anything, she may not change in the scale, but the muscle to fat ratio in her body could change, and definitely it's affecting her health, but in ways that she's not going to see without having intensive blood tests
well,
done.
Well, wasn't that documentary?
Yeah, Supersize Me.
That proved her.
That guy was eating McDonald's just for a couple weeks, and his liver enzymes changed to that of like somebody who was developing hepatic disorders. I mean, he was developing fatty liver disorder.
So I got an article from Dominique Lest. It's from the UK, the Mail Online, and it says, fizzy drink is cleared as one of your five a day. That's their new campaign. This drink is one of your five.
Wait, now, whose campaign is five a day? The government's
McDonald's.
Campaign?
McDonald's.
Okay. But who created the five servings a day of fruits?
Isn't that the My Plate from the government?
Yeah, the government. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a children's fizzy drink sold by McDonald's. It won the right to be labeled as one of the recommended five-a-day portions of fruits or vegetables,
right.
Even though it contains around 6 teaspoons of sugar.
Yeah, 6, 12, 18, so 25 grams of sugar. Is that what it is, 25 grams of sugar per serving?
Mm-hmm.
That's just in that drink
25
alone.
25 grams of sugar, yes.
There you go. Okay, so who told them
The fast food giant has been cleared by the Advertising Standards Authority watchdog to put Fruitits, F-R-U-I-T-I-Z-Z, in the same category as eating an apple or a serving of broccoli.
Now, ASA has no business whatsoever telling McDonald's that they can count this as a fruit. But then again, you have to remember, all ASA is doing is looking at what the FDA standards are, which are very, very loose. And they're going, well, you guys are adhering to this. So I can't fault ASA for just giving it the green light based on the standards that have been dictated by a government agency. The government agency has to be handed their head for this one.
The high levels of sugar come from the fruit juice content, but the ASA said that the addition of natural flavorings and preservatives in the drink did not negate the five-a-day benefits of that 150 milliliter of fruit juice, providing the entire 250 milliliter serving was consumed.
Now, keep in mind, fruit juice is the last thing you should be giving your children. Whole fruit, organic, by the way, so it's devoid of pesticides. But whole fruit is what your children should be eating, not a concentrate of the sugar. And keep in mind also, anytime you hear the word natural, hold on to your
natural
wallet.
Flavorings. It could be
wood particles. It could be bug body pieces. I mean, remember, natural means nothing. Dog poop is natural, folks. It happens in nature. It occurs. So remember, natural means nothing. The ASA has no business in this at all. Really, they really don't. And the idea that they're going to tell children that this is an acceptable alternative to eating a whole piece of fruit is exactly why this country is in trouble, because truth means nothing any longer, and your health is just a bargaining chip for somebody else to profit. That's all it is. It's terrible.
It is awful.
McDonald's needs to go to hell once and for all. I mean, you know, I don't mean like, go to hell, man. I mean, like, really, there has to be like a hell for the people who run McDonald's. I mean, so they're going to put the calories on. Big deal. They know no one is going to pay attention to that. Now they're going to tell these kids, and interesting that they name it Fruitits. What they really need to call it is Fruitits Not.
Yeah.
I mean, shame on them. Shame, shame on them. These are some of the worst offenders in the world. The worst offenders in the world.
Well, it's just like them saying that oatmeal is healthy. Meanwhile, it has the same sugar content of a Snickers bar.
Yeah. Why don't they just say, you know what? We served the X amount of million Snickers bars last year. No, they wouldn't say that in a minute. But eating their oatmeal is tantamount to eating a Snickers bar.
While we're on the subject of sugary drinks, I'm sure you've seen that New York approved the ban on
large-sized sodas.
Yeah.
So you know what's going to happen now? There's going to be black market cup sales in New York where you'll be able to buy the illegal size to fill up on your own.
Well, Mountain Dew came out with a prohibition ad. and they have a billboard, and it's got a 17-ounce, I guess 16-ounce is the largest that you can purchase. And there's a 17-ounce, I'm using my hands over here.
Because you're Italian. Go ahead.
Hey,
so what are you going to do?
There's a 17-ounce Mountain Dew shown, and then it says Prohibition on the top of it. And then there's a red star that says available in legal sizes also.
Now look at what they're doing, folks. This is not by accident. They're having fun with this. Prohibition has failed miserably in every area that we have today. They couldn't keep alcohol prohibited, so they had to let it go. Marijuana is prohibited, and it's being sold in greater. All they're going to do is make it more sexy for kids to drive to New Jersey or some neighboring state and buy bigger sodas. That's what they're going to do. Mayor Bloomberg, I know a lot of people like him. He's done some really good things for New York. But you cannot legislate people to make good decisions. You can't, okay? What you really want is you want an ant farm, okay? You don't want to run a city. You want an ant farm that you can control. I don't want the ants going there, so I'm going to crush that pathway. You can't legislate people to do the right thing. You have to educate them. You cannot legislate them. You have to tell them the truth. You can't force them, because if you try to force them, it's the human nature. They're going to go the other way completely.
Well, I have a problem with the government, like you always say, being in our pantry.
Yeah.
The government should not be telling us what we should or shouldn't eat.
No, because they don't know. And plus, they are corrupted by the interests of the companies that endow them with money, so they in turn endow them with favors.
And this doesn't make sense. So under the plan, all restaurants, fast food joints, delis, movie theaters, sports stadiums, and even food carts will be barred from selling sugar-sweetened drinks in cups larger than 16 ounces. The limits will not apply to drinks sold in grocery stores, diet sodas, and drinks that are more than 70% fruit juice or that contain alcohol.
Now think about this. Diet sodas. So you can drink the one that has the poison sweetener in it in large
The aspartame.
Amounts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, Adele Moose's blog today, subversity.com, he has a great article in there that aspartame actually blunts the pro-insulinogenic effects of intra-workout carbohydrates. So those of you who are using intra-workout carbohydrates but perhaps using some sort of protein powder that has aspartame in it or some BCAAs, which are notorious for having flavors with aspartame in it, it's actually blunting the reason that you use your carbohydrate drink during your workout.
I got to tell you, I won't say the company's name on the air, but I had a protein powder that had some substitutes in it.
Right.
And every time I eat it, I get a headache.
Yeah. And what your body's telling you something.
I can't eat it.
Body's telling you something. You can ignore it like most people do and go, well, I have to hit a certain body weight. I'm going to do it this way, and your brain is going to suffer instead.
But I like the new protein from True Protein.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. And getting back on this topic here, Mayor Bloomberg is really causing a problem here, and I predict it's just a matter of time that this whole thing's going to fail miserably.
I agree with you.
So, we actually have, wow, we're really running on time today. This is a well-oiled machine. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more great things to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Here, you need help quick. You need the 21-day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomeres. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know what this is. We gonna give y'all 5 seconds to put your drink down and report to the dance floor. Party
people. Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. My favorite day, because I not only get to spend it across from the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, but I don't have to work tomorrow. Well, not in the studio, at least. I think there's some yard work
maybe
waiting
for me. Maybe in the yard.
Yeah, maybe I do want to come in and do a show tomorrow, come to think of it.
Hey, it's so beautiful outside. And remember, working in the dirt makes your mood. It's like an antidepressant.
Yeah. I'll keep telling myself that. anyway, did you have a chance to listen to yesterday's show?
I did. And I'm looking forward to going to the gym this afternoon because you are going to help me perfect my deadlift.
Yes, it's a very, very important. Did you hear me? I called it the nursing home buster for women.
Mm-hmm.
If you learn to deadlift and you continue to grow and strengthen the deadlift, your probability of ending up with a broken hip, falling so many times that the kids go, oh, you got to go to nursing home now, Mom.
I have a funny story. When we were at my family reunion, Carl was telling the story about how women, as they age, they lose their strength in their legs and they can't even get up out of a chair. And my aunt, who is in her 80s, was sitting there, different aunt than the one that's had lung cancer. But anyway, when Carl left the room, he finished his spiel and he left the room. She's sitting in the sofa and she starts standing up and down and up and down.
To show that she's like sprung out of the seat like 5 times in a row.
Uh-huh.
To show that, look, I'm not stuck here.
I'm not stuck. I can get out of my chair.
I think that's great.
It is great.
It's really great. So anyway, did you also listen to the second part of the show? Did you listen to Adele and I?
You want to know if I listened to the part on orgasms?
Yes. Yes.
As you beat around the bush.
Yes, yes. No pun intended.
Oh, that's, okay. Yes, I did. And a couple things that I thought was interesting was when he talked about how estrogen is released,
in the sweat when you're making love.
Right. And I said to you, well, that's estrogen is released when you exercise hard and you sweat during exercise.
But I don't know completely that's true. I don't know if the rise in estrogen is a response of coitus or libido or if it's a rise in the rate of exercise? I don't know. Adele is going to have to answer that one, I'm sure, after he listens to today's show.
Okay.
So,
and then also, he talked about Marilyn Monroe and how it's
she never had an orgasm.
And then you guys were talking about women who can't really orgasm because they don't like their bodies. They're full of self-doubt. And, you know, it's very publicized that Marilyn Monroe was not, she did not have a lot of self-esteem.
Self-confidence, right.
Self-confidence. Right. So that's probably part of the reason why she couldn't.
Yeah, and that's really sad. That's really
she was
really
a beautiful woman.
I know. And that, isn't that the irony? I mean, she was like a sex symbol, but she didn't feel that way, obviously.
That's because we women are so hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
We really are. We're our own worst critics.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I really enjoyed the show.
Do you believe that orgasms can lead to improved health? Or do you think that's just like, oh, you know, guys are
it's
looking...
It's just you guys saying it so that, that your partner will have more sex with you.
So you really don't think
it... No, I believe it. Okay. I do believe
okay.
it.
Okay. Yes! Okay. So anyway, getting back to the subject at hand.
We were going to talk about 6 superfoods that fight cancer.
Yes.
And prevent cancer as well.
Right.
Nick Gugg sent this article to me. It's on the Natural Society website.
Mm-hmm.
It has a really good recipe here for chocolate, for homemade chocolate.
And you know what? I've always wanted to try to make homemade chocolate because really cocoa powder, fat, and maybe some emulsifier, and you're done, really, when you think about it.
Well, I'm going to make some this weekend.
Okay.
So I'll report either in a blog or on next week's
show. Oh, I can't wait. That's
on
gonna
next
be,
week's
can we do
show.
It tonight?
If you want to.
Okay.
Oh, we were going to get some honey from the farmer's market tomorrow. But I can, you know, I really think I want to try using stevia with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Okay.
Okay. So, foods that fight cancer. Chocolate, of course. Dark chocolate is one. Berries. Acai berries.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even raspberries, really.
Raspberries,
right?
Yeah. Green tea.
I'm drinking mine now.
Me too. Pistachios. I love pistachios. Garlic. I love garlic. And turmeric. Those are the 6 foods.
And I have to mention something. You just jogged my memory. Rad Fox sent me an email not too long ago. I believe it was him. Because I kind of played down the importance of nuts. And you talked about pistachios. And he said that sometimes he goes on a binge and eats like a whole bag of pistachios in a sitting.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't think that's bad to do once in a while, but I think that the regular overconsumption of nuts is probably problematic. So I just wanted to make that point. So these superfoods can actually help you fight cancer.
Here it says 2 ounces of pistachios daily for 4 weeks. People who ate that experienced greater levels of gamma tocopherols.
And see, 2 ounces of pistachios probably fits in the palm of your hand. It's not a lot of pistachios.
No, it's not.
So, and so the magic in pistachios seems to be the vitamin E's, the forms of vitamin E.
Green tea, it says here, has been found in numerous studies to prevent and even reverse cancers.
Yeah. We talked about the problem with green tea, the act of the ECGC in green tea that seems to have an effect on cancer. When it's applied directly to the cancer, it works better. The problem is getting it to the cancer when you take it orally. When they were able to put it right on the cancer topically, it makes it go away. So there may be a liposomal ECGC supplement in the future.
It says here that drinking 5 cups of green tea daily reduced the risk of blood cancers by 42% and lymph cancers by 48%. The other health benefits include weight loss, prevention of heart disease, management of cholesterol. I think it's supposed to raise your HDL.
Yeah.
And protection against neurological diseases.
That's great. Now, this is probably about 2 cups right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because these are big cups.
Right.
So if I had 2 of these a day, I'd be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And just for those of you who are listening and are interested in making your own chocolate, 1 cup of coconut oil, a quarter cup of either syrup or honey, a half cup of unsweetened cocoa powder, and a half a cup of either nut butter or flour. I would use the almond butter.
And then you have to knead it like dough, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I want to make that now. Can we do it,
it
during the break?
It says to mix the ingredients.
That sounds so good.
Pour it into a container, cover, and throw it into the refrigerator overnight. And be sure to eat it in moderation.
And then you know what? You can put fresh berries in that.
You can.
I love raspberries in chocolate.
I love strawberries and chocolate, raspberry and chocolate, and I can't wait to dehydrate strawberries. I bet they're awesome.
Oh,
dehydrated.
Man. Oh, man. You're not old enough to remember this, but I remember the first cereal to come out with a dehydrated fruit in it. It was cornflakes with strawberries, and the strawberries were dehydrated, and when you put it in the milk, they plumped back up and got soft again. They were so good. I must have been about 7 or 8 years old when that came out.
Wow. You know, I just said that about green tea lowering cholesterol levels. It actually lowers the LDL cholesterol levels. Here's an article on Natural News that says green tea is found to lower LDL cholesterol levels.
That's cool. Very, yes. Very cool.
So,
interesting.
Drink more green tea, eat more chocolate, have more sex.
But yeah, there you go. Wow, that sounds like a prescription that I want to follow. And plus, don't forget, eat more chocolate that's devoid of tons of sugar.
Yes.
I mean, don't just go out and get Dove bars and Hershey bars.
Well, dark chocolate, you know, you can get 90% dark chocolate. That has more fat in it, obviously.
Yeah.
I also have another recipe while we're talking about recipes that I want to try. That's why I kept telling you that I want to get some more of those mason jars, because if you eat grains, it's called skinny overnight oats in a jar. And you put the oats in a jar, and you add Greek yogurt, and then any fruit that you want, and any sweetener like stevia, and blueberries,
let
if you want
overnight.
Blueberries, and walnuts, and you let it sit overnight.
Because then the oats have the long enough time to absorb the moisture from the yogurt, and they plump.
Yes, and it looks really good. So I'm going to try that this weekend as well.
We have about a minute before we go into the next break.
Okay.
Can I mention something about, first of all, I want to thank many of you who have done as I've asked. And when you're on the Superhuman Radio website, down at the bottom right-hand side, there's a little picture of a map. It's about the size of a postage stamp. You have to click it. And once it opens, you've been registered, so to speak. Your location has been registered. I've gotten emails from people, and it's even happened to me and Elisa. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it doesn't open, or the browser closes. We're trying to figure out what the problem is, but please keep trying until you at least get it to open completely once and see the globe revolving so you've been registered, because we're trying to find out where we have concentrations of listeners, because we are absolutely going to be doing a couple exciting things. One I can't talk about yet because Elisa's been working on it, but the other one is we're definitely going to do the Superhuman Nation get-togethers. And we're going to do these based on the concentration of people here and overseas. We're not just going to contain this to the United States. So please check that out. Now, on that note, we have a listener who has been listening from Latvia and listening to the live shows. Listened yesterday. I told Adele, I said, you know, we have a listener. We've never had any listeners in Latvia before. And all of a sudden, we have a listener in Latvia. And I just want to say, whoever you are, thank you for joining the Superhuman Nation. And please stop by and say hello on Facebook. I'd love to know who you are and find out what type of information you're interested in. So there you go. Thank you so much. What do we have to talk about when we come back, Elisa? Anything in particular that you want to cover?
Lots of good things.
Okay. Okay, so there you go. Lots of good things. Come back soon. We'll be right back.
Lift your hands and voices, free your mind and join us. You can feel it in the air. Oh, it's a passion. Oh, you can feel it, yeah. It's a passion. Oh,
check this out.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
I'm so delicious.
Welcome back. I'm Carlalicious, and I'm here with Elisalicious. And this is the Friday-licious show.
Okay, so Richard Patterson posted on my Facebook page. This is from Natural News. Busted, co-author of Stanford study that bashed organics, found to have deep ties to Big Tobacco's anti-science propaganda. And I know you said that...
Or Dell already broke that news on my show yesterday.
Right, yeah. Right, but I wanted to just reiterate it.
Yeah. No, sure.
Here it says that Natural News has learned one of the key co-authors of the study, Dr. Ingram Oikin, O-L-K-I-N, has a deep history as an anti-science propagandist working for Big Tobacco. Stanford University has also been found to have deep financial ties to Cargill, a powerful proponent of genetically engineered foods and an enemy of GMO labeling, Proposition 37.
Yeah. So you see, folks, it always comes out to be when these types of studies come out that contradict your critical thinking, there's dollars behind it. There's agendas behind it. This is nothing new, is it? We know this already on this show.
So, speaking of which, Proposition 37. Have you heard any news on that lately?
No. I mean, not whether or not it's getting traction. I got to believe it's getting traction. Why? What have you heard?
Well, this is, yes, we have the right to know. Endorsements on Prop 37. This is carighttoknow.org/endorsements. That's the website. So on here, I was just kind of flipping through who's endorsing it. And I found interesting is that Whole Foods is endorsing it. Trader Joe's name is not on this list.
I wonder why. I mean, I don't think. Excuse me. I don't think that Trader Joe's is sinister. I got a funny feeling that Trader Joe's just stays out of these kind of politically energized fights and focuses on the business of bringing foods to the market. Because when you go in there and shop, you see that they have healthy stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, it appears to be healthy.
Well, I take that back. You're right. That's something I rail against. It appears that they have products that we like to select. You know, products with stevia in them and and so on and so forth. But I don't know where they stand on GMO at all. I think that that is an important discussion.
There's one here called Donut Deli. Donut Deli.
That what? That
that is saying yes to Proposition 37.
Yeah, because they have there's nothing nothing healthy about donuts, first of all.
Chipotle Mexican restaurant is
on
here.
Yeah, I believe that. Because they you know what? They were one of the first fast food establishments to locally source beef for their restaurants.
And chicken, too.
Yeah.
But then they also listed celebrities who are proponents of it. One name on there surprised me.
Who was it?
Roseanne Barr.
Well, she owns a farm. She farms now. I think like she raises emus or I don't know. I know she has a farm now.
You know, when you said that, it made me remember. I saw a show with her on her four-wheel drive or something.
Yeah,
or
one of those little one-man jobbies. Yeah. Yeah, no, she farms now, so I can see why she would be that way.
Daryl Hannah is on here.
Good for her. I met her, you know.
Weren't you in a video with her?
With her and who's the guy? It was what was it called again? Tender is the Night by Jackson Browne. I was in that music video. That's right. I met Jackson Browne and Daryl Hannah.
And you were chewing on a toothpick.
Which is my favorite pastime.
Oh, here we go. Frey Vineyards. F-R-E-Y Vineyards.
Do you know them?
No.
Are they in Napa?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
So anyway, you can go there and check out and see if anybody that you like is on this list that you patronize.
You know, any celebrities getting behind it is important right now. I that's my opinion, because celebrities bring fans, and then the fans go, oh, well, if that celebrity's for it, then I'm going to be for it too. So I'm all for this. Hollywood has been getting behind things forever, and I'm glad somebody there is getting behind Prop 37. I really am. So I applaud them, whoever they are.
Yes, thank you. Mercola.com was on the list too, by the way.
Yeah, my emotion, I have mixed emotions about Dr. Mercola.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, the guy, he publishes science and just miraculously has a brand new product in his shopping cart for you to buy. And, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I guess I'm not being sour grapes. I mean, God bless the guy. He's turned himself into a marketing engine. But I know a lot of people who were very close to him early on, and they've distanced themselves from him now because he's kind of become a little too commercial. And whenever you do that, you run the risk of becoming like a Dr. Oz, you know. You got to pick sides sometimes.
Okay, so we wanted to talk about the 7 best foods and drinks and the 7 worst foods and drinks for your teeth.
Yes. Battery acid is good or bad? I forget.
Battery acid is bad.
Okay.
The 7 best foods and drinks. High fiber fruits and vegetables. They act like a scrubbing technique. They physically will, like eating an apple, for example, mm-hmm. will actually take plaque away from the crown of the tooth.
Right.
So it kind of mimics the brushing of the tooth. Okay, water. If you don't have a chance to brush, you can just rinse with water using it like a mouthwash.
Do you have to rinse or can you just swallow it?
Well, you can swish it around before you swallow it.
Yeah.
To get it in between the teeth, interproximal, which is in between the teeth.
Right.
Dairy products without added sugar. Cheese stimulates saliva, while calcium helps to replace minerals leached from the teeth. Here's one, xylitol, sugarless gum.
It's a sugar alcohol, xylitol.
It can boost dental health.
But interestingly enough, it's one of the sugar alcohols that most people complain about stomach distress from sugar alcohols.
I can't eat xylitol.
Mm-hmm.
It says that it stimulates saliva production and helps scrub the teeth if you eat if you chew a piece of gum that has xylitol in it.
Well, didn't you told me that chewing sugarless gum after a meal changes the pH of the mouth and it's good for you.
Yes.
So you just have to choose your chewing gum wisely.
Don't use the one that has aspartame in it.
Yeah, or xylitol if that bothers your stomach.
If it upsets your stomach. Yeah. Green tea and black tea contain compounds called polyphenols that interact with bacteria that causes plaque. So it helps to prevent the plaque buildup.
Now, I would have lost the bet on black tea because I would have said, well, it stains your teeth too.
Well, black tea does stain your teeth, and we'll get there in a minute.
Okay. Okay.
Nuts provide vitamins and minerals that help your teeth.
Okay, here's a shameless pimp. I'm sorry. Quest protein bars contains nuts and fiber. So well, I guess eating a Quest protein bar, and they're chewy as hell when you chew. I mean, you got to think about it. You got to chew them, right?
Yeah, so but the bad thing is they're sticky, and that stickiness can...
Wouldn't it pull things off the crown of the tooth, fiber and the nuts?
No, because Elisa. Oh, yes, it does.
Thank you. No, okay, good. Sorry, it was a shameless pimp. Okay.
Foods that provide vitamin A, C, and D that have calcium and that are rich in calcium and phosphorus.
Okay,
foods that are bad for you, carbonated beverages and drinks, you know, like these Gatorade and some of these sports drinks have a ton of sugar in them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, as everybody should know, that's really bad.
But let's stop with carbonated for just a second.
Okay.
I once said on this show several years ago that I like carbonated drinks during a meal because they help you digest your food. And this is a common European belief as well. In fact, when you go to your restaurants in Europe and you ask for water, they generally bring you sparkling water, mineral water,
mm-hmm.
Which is well thought to enhance digestion. So it makes perfect sense that they would be bad for your teeth as well. And for those of you who don't understand the power of carbonated water, let me tell you, any of you that ever visited a cave system when you were a kid in school, and then the teacher said, now those pointy things coming out of the ground and out of the ceiling, those are called stalactites and stalagmites. Well, guess what creates stalactites and stalagmites? Carbonated water dripping through the... Yeah.
Grabbing a hold of the minerals.
Yeah, it dissolves the water and brings the minerals with it, and it causes those little piles of sand that harden up once the carbonated water runs out of them, and they recalcify, they repetrify. So do not underestimate the power of carbonated water to digest things. So I'm a big fan of carbonated water during a meal. Okay.
Okay. Well, here it says that, for an example, iced tea, which contains flavor-enhancing organic acids, may erode tooth enamel. Okay. They're talking about vitamins here, how not-so-healthy vitamins.
For your teeth.
Right. Like chewable vitamin C because of the acidic, acid. Because of the acid.
That makes perfect sense.
Sports drinks are notoriously acidic and full of sugar. I just said that. And vitamin waters. We've talked about how much sugar is in vitamin waters. Mouth drying consumables. It says here whether or not it's last night margaritas or from some type of a medication that affects your salivary glands. Dry mouth is danger to the teeth and gums.
And, you know, when you snore and you wake up in the morning and your mouth is so dry that, you know, your gums dry out, they start to recede during the night, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not good.
No. Okay, long-lasting sticky sweets. Caramels and other gooey, sugary sweets are bad for your teeth. So I guess the protein bars don't have any sugar in them.
No, they're not caramel or sugary, yeah.
Dried fruits. I guess I should...
Really, dried fruits are not good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to throw the dehydrator away now, darn
it. No, we don't. Dried fruits like raisins, prunes, and apricots are similar to the caramels because they're so sticky. Starchy foods, including white bread, potato chips, French fries, pasta, can become lodged in between the teeth crevices.
Right.
So you need to floss afterward, at least. And high acidic foods and drinks.
What about wine? You posted something on your Facebook page the other day that shocked me.
Okay, so red wine and white wine. Which one do you think would stain your teeth more?
And also be worse for your teeth, for that matter.
Yes.
And I would have said red wine. I would have said, well, red wine stains your teeth, and then the rest of it is all equal. So if wine is bad for the porosity of the teeth, the red wine is staining it and making it more porous.
Well, no, actually, it's white wine. Red wine will stain your teeth right away, like while you're drinking it. So my suggestion would be brush your teeth as soon afterward as possible. White wine, while it doesn't stain immediately, it's very acidic. and it will cause like microscopic holes
pitting.
In your teeth, pitting in your teeth as if there's acid on it.
I would have lost that bet.
And so therefore, it's not only bad for your tooth structure, but it also is going to have long-term effects.
Yeah.
Besides the staining.
So I say drink your wine through a straw.
Well, then you drink more.
But I'm just saying, if you drink it through a straw, it gets beyond in the back of the teeth, and you swallow it, so it's not going to reach the teeth to the great degree.
Well, you know, also, too, when you drink red wine, if you drink water afterward, that's going to help to
rinse
away the stain.
Or you can just snort the wine.
Just don't drink.
Don't drink it. Snort it. And you more sophisticated individuals out there, you can cook it on a stove and freebase it. Okay. Enough of my idiocy. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up. We've got a lot more to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testa 100 patch today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this.
Welcome back. Okay. I see Pink Slime is in the news again.
Yeah, they're evidently going to sue ABC.
Yeah. It's people that don't want Pink Slime, not ABC. ABC's not your problems.
Well, in this article, it says Pink Slime manufacturer sues ABC News for $1.2 billion in damages.
Yeah.
They evidently lost so many people, like McDonald's no longer is using their product. Beef Products Inc. is the name of the company.
You know, I gotta commend. I never thought I'd do this. I gotta commend Monsanto.
Why?
Well, because when the world came out against bovine growth hormone in milk, Monsanto didn't sue the news stations that were carrying the story about people picketing in front of grocery stores saying that they didn't want bovine growth hormone in milk. They just quietly sold the company off to somebody else and carried on. So Pink Slime, you can sue whoever you want to sue. What's the name of the company that's suing?
Beef Products, Inc.
Haha, that's a joke. Beef Products, Inc. You guys need to just go find something that people want and sell them that. You know, ABC is not the problem. You're going to lose this case. There's no doubt in my mind about it. And then you can try to find somebody else to sue after ABC. The bottom line is the people have spoken. We don't want pink slime in our food. And shame on you for taking the low road in the food industry.
Dan Webb, who is the company's lawyer, wrote in a public statement, through nearly 200 false, misleading, defamatory statements repeated continuously during a month-long campaign, ABC and other individuals knowingly misled customers into believing that LFTB was not beef and not safe for public consumption, which is completely false.
Well, but okay, let's back up for a second. Safe by whose standards? The FDA's? We don't believe the FDA that knows anything about safety, first of all.
LFTB, which is lean, finely textured beef products, but that has ammonium hydroxide in it.
Oh, and it has chemicals in it. It has dyes in it too, right? It had dyes in it as well.
Okay. They make the product by grinding together beef scraps and connective tissue. The company then uses a mixture of ammonia and water, ammonium hydroxide, to prevent the risk of E. coli or salmonella contamination.
Right. And then add colors to it, food coloring to it, to make it pink?
I guess so.
Well, anytime you're using connective tissue, that's going to be clear and white, and, you know, the scraps are probably fatty. And so I got to believe that they have to add food color to it. So, you know what? We don't want ammonia and water in our food. We want to wash our floors with that, but we don't want to eat it.
The FDA and the Food Safety Inspection Service, FSIS, both consider ammonium hydroxide as GRAS, G-R-A-S, an acronym for generally recognized as safe.
But again, and thank you. So before even the FDA knows nothing about what is safe. The FDA approves drugs that kill and destroy lives. The FDA approves foods. I mean, let's face it. I mean, the FDA has approved so many things. If we went, you know what? I'd love anybody out there who wants to take a step into journalism, get busy researching all the things that the FDA has approved that have hurt people. I mean, legitimately, you know, things that have been taken off the market or things that maybe at the time that the FDA inception occurred, maybe they approved a mercury-based, you know, like fillings. They approve fillings, right?
Yes.
Please, somebody do this, and I'll interview you for an hour. We'll go over the list of all the things the FDA has approved that have hurt people and shortened their lives. Don't tell me that the FDA approves this garbage that has ammonia and water in it, and so therefore we should consider it safe, because you're just hiding behind the lies that the FDA tells. This is the same FDA that found out that an illegal fungicide, not allowed to be used in the United States, came in orange juice from Chile. And instead of making that company destroy it all, they said, nah, we're just going to let it wash through. What does that mean, wash through?
Mm-hmm.
No, what it means is we're going to go ahead and expose Americans to it because it's more profitable for the company that we provide oversight to. Safety has nothing to do with it. The FDA is a fraud, and everybody knows it. This is not just me. So many people know that the FDA is a fraud.
And sooner or later, we're going to get a politician who actually has more in his underwear than lint that's going to dismantle the FDA once and for all.
Taco Bell and Burger King have discontinued using it. Safeway, Super Value, and Food Lion have discontinued it. And listen to this. In March, a blogger by the name of Bethany Siegel started on change.org. She started a petition. This is a mom who started a petition asking the USDA to stop the use of that product in the ground beef destined for school foods. So now as a result of that, the USDA has announced that starting in the fall of 2012, it would offer school districts a choice with or without the filler.
Yeah. And that's good. I think that's great.
I think it's awesome.
Oh, are they going to sue her too now?
No. I'm just saying that a mom on change.org got that much effect because that from her petition.
You know, the ABC didn't come up and go, hey, what company can we destroy? These are things that we've been saying. We don't want this stuff.
Well, and it's because their sales declined from 5 million pounds of a year to less than 2 million pounds a year. And they're losing losing money, obviously.
Well, find a better product to make. That's what American ingenuity. Instead of going after and trying to sue somebody because we got wise that you have ammonia and water in this product, we don't want ammonia and water in our meat. And an acronym generally considered, say, whatever it is, regarded as safe, the FDA knows nothing about safety when it comes to food and drugs. Nothing. It's all about graft. That's the word they should use, graft. Graft about corruption and taking money for things and accepting favors for things and selling the American people down the river and jeopardizing our health and longevity so that your clients can profit. I don't want that stuff in my food. I don't want ammonia in my food. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not being willing to eat ammonia so that you can continue to sell 5 million pounds of the crap.
Okay. All right. So I have... Do you remember back a while ago, Mrs. X came on the show?
Yes.
And talked about how she quit eating wheat. And
reversed all sorts of disorders.
And her mom had started to take wheat out of her diet.
Right.
Well, her dad evidently took wheat out of his diet. He's been off of all his diabetes medications for almost 4 months now, with no thoughts of ever going back. He has seriously given up wheat and is participating in more stress reduction activities throughout the day to help him manage his blood sugar. Isn't that awesome?
Now we just got to get him to give up corn and make sure he's not eating any soy and get him to pay attention to organics so that he's not eating poison. I mean, if those are the things that when it comes from the food chain, that's it. I mean, if he's still getting corn, that's another notch you can take in the belt. Of getting him closer to managing his blood sugar.
Well, I would say congratulations to him for cutting out the wheat.
And you know, how old is he? Did she say?
She doesn't say, and I was thinking about that this morning because I know she and her husband are fairly young, so I think her parents may be around the same, a little bit older than you, but not much.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for that. Older than you. I like that. I think you're going to say in our age. No, older than you. But anyway, I commend them because, you know, it's hard to get people to change positions when you are old as I am. It's hard to do that. You know, you're like, I'm not giving this up. So I commend her dad. Congratulations. Onward and upward to health.
Congratulations, Dad X.
Yeah, Dad X. There you go.
Okay, that's it for me.
That's it for me, too. You've listened to another episode of Superhuman Radio Casual Friday. You have your hand raised. What?
I have to go get more tomatoes because I need to turn that dehydrator on.
There you go. I just got to be careful I don't leave anything important around the house that it'll get dehydrated. Thank you for listening. Thank you to our contributors out there, all of you who supply us with information and make this show so popular. Thank you to Adele Musa, Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com, the best blog on the internet, bar none. We'll see everybody next week.
And don't forget Carl's article. He's going to be signing this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm going to be here all by myself, apparently. See you next week.
Bye.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.